Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I know you have a lot of dog lovers listening to your show, and I would love to hear their advice on this topic. Myself, my husband got married 2 years ago. We're only in our mid-20s and decided that since we're still so young, we're going to have to put off children for 4 or 5 years and get a dog first. This means that the dog will still be around when we do have children. We hope. For now, I was more thinking of something like a King Charles or a Bichon Frise or something small, fluffy and a small jaw. I suppose a more family and child-friendly dog, so that when we have kids, we won't be so worried about having the dog near a baby, and we'll be able to put the baby out of reach. However, now my husband is adamant that he wants a German Shepherd. In the past, when we have talked about getting a dog, we both agreed that we love German Shepherds, and at some point we might get one. But I was thinking it after we had the children that they were when they're old enough to be able to deal with the dog themselves. He never had a dog around the house when he was young. He got his first dog at 14, so he doesn't have experience with dogs and children. I grew up with dogs my entire life, and I know how unpredictable they can be, especially if startled or pulled or prodded at the wrong way. It's now turned into a huge argument. He's convinced there's nothing wrong with having a German Shepherd and then bringing children into the house. I completely disagree. They're a big dog, and I know that he won't be strict enough with it. I'm also really uncomfortable with the idea of having to deal with a big dog with so much energy and a newborn, as it'll be me at home mostly with them both while he's at work. He hasn't spoken to me now in 2 days because I called him irresponsible for thinking it was a good idea. He thinks I'm being completely unreasonable. Please, Niall, I'd love to find out what your listeners think. Am I being unreasonable, not wanting to get such a big and unpredictable dog when we're planning to have a family soon? No, you're not. I completely agree with you, wherever you are. But the question I want to ask you, is she being unreasonable? Maybe you think she is. And I know there was a minister or councillor got into trouble going back about 2 or 3 years ago, telling people that, I think it was staffs or something he was talking about, are not a family pet. And he mentioned dogs on the dangerous dogs list are not family pets. And he was torn apart at the seams. But I completely agree with him. And I agreed with him at the time. If you're planning to have a baby in the house, having a Rottweiler is not the right idea. And I personally, this is my opinion, if you do, you're irresponsible. I believe it's an irresponsible thing to do. If you have any dog that's on the dangerous dogs list, they're on the list for a reason. They're wonderful dogs. When the kids get older, they're amazing dogs. Rottweilers, Staffies, German Shepherds, all these dogs that we'll be familiar with, that can do more damage, so to speak. They're wonderful dogs, but not when you've children. Ugh, not a chance. Yes, a Bichon Frise can bite your child. Absolutely. A little terrier more likely to probably bite your child than a Staffy. But in saying that, if a little terrier bites your child, you might get a nasty bite. Worst case scenario, stitches. You're not going to be dead. Because let's be clear about it. If we look at fatalities due to dogs, around the world, there are breeds of dogs that are responsible for more fatalities. Vastly more fatalities than different breeds of dogs. The most common dog to bite, by the way, most bites are from collies, believe it or not. I believe the collie is the most unpredictable dog when it comes to biting. Probably Jack Russells and all those probably nip an awful lot too. Little small dogs, little Yorkshire Terriers, bite quite a lot, don't they? So the likes of your Staffy probably doesn't bite as much. But if they do, it's end of game, isn't it? You've got a little baby. You've got a Staffordshire Pitbull or Staffordshire Terrier, and that dog bites, it's game over. So you got to be responsible about it. You've got a German Shepherd, and it bites a child, a baby. It's over. It's all over. Be responsible. You wouldn't bring a wild animal into your house when you've got a baby, would you? But some people bring in a wild dog. The number is 087-188-0008. I'm asking you a simple question. Is she being reasonable or unreasonable? Her partner wants a German Shepherd before they even have children. Tracy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Tracy, you're a dog owner. Yeah. Sorry about my growling there. You're a dog owner.
Fine.
I mean, okay, is it wrong and unreasonable to say to somebody if they're planning on having children, there are certain dogs you really shouldn't get?
Yes. No, not wrong. There are certain dogs you shouldn't get. Absolutely. I mean, we grew up all our lives with dogs at home. But in particular, we had two German Shepherds throughout the years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those dogs, we had them years, Niall. One of them turned on my brother, and the other one would say we kind of had to kind of get rid of him. And then my dad, we had a business, so he kind of got him in to kind of mind the place. But my father's niece, who was in our home every single day, used to kind of work around the place.
Mm-hmm.
And he tore her around the yard. Yeah,
oh,
he
no.
completely went for her. She's marked for life, like.
Yeah.
Now, I myself then, when I met my husband now, like, he bought me a Labrador, I remember, for my birthday. Always wanted a Labrador. They are the sweetest dogs.
They are.
Niall. I mean, I had my first child. I had Ben, he was his name, the Labrador. I had Ben about 4 or 5 years before I had my son.
Okay.
And I remember bringing Gavin home and just brought him in the baby grow, left the dog, sniffed him and everything. You could take a steak out of his mouth, Niall. The dog was just so gentle.
Yeah.
Now, at the moment...
Well, now, I will assume that you were still always conscious of the fact that even though he was a placid dog, and they are a placid breed, that, you know, they still are unpredictable.
Well, yeah. Dogs are. They're yeah. all. I mean, I have a dog at the moment that my brother gave him. Long story. He's a Cabochon.
Yeah.
And you see those dogs now, Niall, the cross, you know, the Cabochons and the Labradoodles and all that.
Yeah.
They are the dogs that are very unpredictable, in my opinion.
Right, okay.
Why?
Because they're kind of highly strung or something like that, are they?
Yeah, they're highly strung. I have a Cabochon. I have him 9 years, but I was, sorry, 7 years, but I didn't get until he was 18 months old because... The woman that had him kind of said she hadn't time for him. I'm now thinking there was something with him. And I love him dearly because I'm an animal lover. If I and my husband didn't get him, I'd say he would have been abandoned or put down. He is so unpredictable, Niall. When
yeah.
I have people coming into the house, I have to put him into the utility.
Right, okay.
You know.
And he's a small enough dog. Yeah, the Cabochon.
Yeah,
they're really little things.
Cabochons
yeah.
are like a Springer, you know.
Yeah.
But he went for my husband. He went for me. And, like, we were told to put him down. Hadn't the heart to put him down.
Right.
But at the same time, when I've someone coming into the house, I'll say, give me a minute. And if you looked at him, Niall, he's like an angel.
I mean, this counsellor a few years ago that was kind of given grief over, he was talking about some park somewhere, a dog park anyway, but there was a sign up. And he was basically saying that these dogs, the likes of, say, a Staff, a Rottweiler, a you know, German Shepherd, the dogs that are all on the list of the top, you know, the dangerous breed list, that, you know, yeah. they're not family pets.
They're not nice.
Is he right? Is he right to say that? I mean, he got torn apart for saying that. I agree with him.
I agree 100% with him.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know people love their Staffies and they think they're gorgeous. Personally, I'm not attracted to them at all. But I would never have one in the house where there was children. Ever.
I would never, if you gave me €1 million to take a Staff, I wouldn't take one. I wouldn't take any of those dogs. And I would never, as much as our German Shepherds were a beautiful dog, after those experiences at home, I would never, ever get one of them. Ever. No.
Stay there for a second.
Stay there,
because I want to go to Caroline as well. Caroline, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Caroline?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Well, getting back to the original email. So he wants to get a German Shepherd, and she's saying, no, get something small and fluffy. So, I mean, is she right or he right?
Well, I listened to the email there. You read it out, Niall. And the fact that he hasn't got much experience is the alarm bell for me, because you need to have a lot of experience to have a German Shepherd. They're a highly intelligent dog. And they work for a good master. My own mother is 80 and she has one, and he is absolutely top of the range. But a guy who hasn't had dogs all his life...
Till he was 14, yeah. He didn't get a dog till he was 14, yeah.
So it's a little bit image conscious. So I would make a further suggestion. If he wants a dog that's sporty, but doesn't make him look like a girl, he should go for a Springer Spaniel.
So are you suggesting this is his testosterone that wants this dog?
Well, I know it might sound a little bit sexist to say it, but a lot of men who have those...
I know,
dogs,
no, you're right. I'm not going to disagree with you.
They represent their own ghoulies, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, I see that. You see the lads going out with the Staffs or the little pit bulls and they're walking around. Yeah. They always have the baseball hats on. Oh, sorry, look at me dog. No, I'm not saying all everybody that owns one, but I'm just saying there is an extension of manhood there.
Well, we're both on the same page there. Yeah, but yeah. I think they can compromise and get a... Now, I've owned 30 dogs throughout my life from my christening day to date. So I've had experience with every dog on the planet, practically.
Right.
And the dog I would recommend for a family who are going to have children and going to be going on holidays and having a good time is a Springer Spaniel.
Okay.
Also, oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice dog.
The most super dog you could have in the house with children is a Bernese Mountain Dog. Now, I know they're big, but their character is exceptional.
Mm. A friend of mine has a Japanese Akita. You know the Japanese Akitas?
No.
Oh, they're beautiful. Yeah. Oh,
it's a beautiful dog. And I tell you, the only problem with it is it's so big that when it jumps on you, it nearly knocks you over, right? But it wouldn't. I just know the temperament of the dog. It would never bite. You could kick it, pull it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But the thing about Springer Nile is it's a sporty dog. You can go running with it. He can go hunting with it.
Yeah.
And the children can play on the beach with it. It'll swim with the kids. It'll swim with him. It's a dog that's a compromise, but it's not a powder puff with a bow.
They're brilliant.
Powder puff with a bow. A cotton bud with four legs.
Yeah, cotton bud with four legs. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do like the cotton buds now, in fairness. I like the Bichons, and I have a Maltese. And
You can keep them.
She, Millie.
I have a Bernese Mountain Dog and an Lurcher, and to be honest, I'm an absolute... I call out for Greyhounds and Lurchers. They are the most fabulous dogs.
Obviously, I'm a small dog person. Right, so getting back to what this counsellor said, Caroline, some time ago, which kind of ties in with this topic, and he said there are dogs, with the dogs that are on the dangerous dogs list, and he said they're not family pets. Is he right to say that?
Well, that's his opinion, and we're allowed to have our opinions still in Ireland. We still have free speech. But I think people who are used to dogs can have every dog, and people who are not have to be a bit more careful. And that's about it. I mind dogs, and I have owners who are fabulous because they're dog people.
Would you have a Rottweiler if you had young children?
Well, I'd rather have a half a dozen Rottweilers than no children.
Well, that's a whole different argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, which are less trouble. But I mean, would you advise somebody if they said, listen, I've got two young kids, one is two and one is four, we're thinking of getting a Rottweiler. What would you say to them?
But you see, they all talk about training the dog. They have to train the children as well, Niall.
Ah, children are unpredictable too, you know.
No, they're not.
Johnny sticks his finger up the dog's bum. There's nothing you can do about it, do you know what I mean?
Well, he won't do it twice, though.
Sticks his action man up his arse or something like that.
He won't do it twice.
What?
He won't do it twice.
Yeah, but I mean, but you can't. The child is more important than the dog, and that's just a fact of life. We have to accept that, okay? I know we all love our dogs, etc. But a child, a human being, is more important. So, yes, but children do things. They pull tails, they pull ears, they sit on the dog. You have to accept that's going to possibly happen.
It can happen when children are not taught properly. Now, I never did any abuse like that on any dogs. And I got a dog the day I was christened from my grandfather. Mm. He put a German Shepherd pup, ironically, into my basket on the day of my christening. And someone said, Paddy, you should be giving her money. And he said, I'm giving her something for life.
Mm.
Which is what he did. He gave me a dog, and I've never been without a dog. It's been a joyous thing for me.
Okay.
So it's down to the children being trained as well.
Okay, so for the person who sent in the email, what advice are you giving her? Should she just compromise here with the partner?
He's not experienced enough. I don't trust that he's not experienced enough. So I would say...
Yeah, he's not, yeah.
Yeah,
get
the Spaniel. Get the Springer Spaniel, so.
Oh, I've had a Springer for 10 years. Oh my God, they're amazing dogs. Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, stay there, both of you. Let me go to Kelly. Kelly, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Kelly?
How are you?
Hi, Kelly. Now, Kelly, you're going to start giving out, aren't you?
Ooh.
Yeah, she is. She's going to start giving out.
I'm going to give out. I just have, I suppose, I'm triggered by, I suppose, breed, what would you call it? Breed discrimination.
Breedism. Yeah.
I'm a massive dog fan. I love all dogs, small, big, large. But I have a preference for large, scary dogs.
Right.
I just absolutely adore them. The bigger,
but you're an adult.
The terrifying, the better.
Yeah, but you're an adult. You yes. Fire away. You know what I mean? You're not. If you want to have a large, scary dog, you have a large, scary dog.
Yes. Well,
I'm terrified of large, scary dogs, by the way.
I do potentially plan to have children, and I do intend to have large dogs and children. But there are, like, all dogs are a lot of work. There's no question about it, whether you have a small dog or a large dog. And I think any dog is a massive amount of responsibility. And if you don't put the necessary training, you know, exercise, discipline, love into your dog, it's going to have behavioral problems, whether it's a Chihuahua or a Rottweiler. what you'll find is most people that have Rottweilers, German Shepherds, they tend to leave them out the back and leave them alone. They're not integrated into the family. And, you know, so it's not a surprise when you hear that there are bites or situations. But I actually read a study. I can't remember where I read it. I think it might have actually been in the paper. And they said dogs that are more motivated by food are more likely to bite things like Labradors, Retrievers, and people love those dogs, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think people just assume because it's a Rottweiler, it's more likely.
I know, you're right. And those little Yorkshire Terrier things, they're probably more likely to bite because they're nippy little things, right? But here's the thing, Kelly. You will agree with me as a dog owner, particularly of a dog owner that likes scary dogs. All dogs are unpredictable, right? So, you know, because it's their only line of defence if something goes terribly wrong.
I don't think dogs are unpredictable. I think oh, dogs are unpredictable.
Now, Kelly, I was running with you here. I was starting to like you. But you're telling me now dogs are not unpredictable. Of course they are.
Let me explain my case.
Why?
I think if you have a dog and you've had your dog for your entire life, I'll give you an example. I had a dog for 11 years. He was a boxer, particularly large, coming up on 40 kilos, a big brute of a dog. And I could read that dog's mind. And as he got older, it's predictable. He is older. He is aging. He is going to be more sensitive. He is going to be more irritable. That's predictable. I know that. So I'm not going to leave a child with him. Mm. It's up to the person to assume responsibility. Like, I think in this particular situation, if the guy has never had a German Shepherd or any dog, I think it's probably a bad idea, full stop, you know, because there is a lot of work and you have to know the animal, you have to know about animals. I don't know if dogs are for them because I can see them just getting rid of that dog. And I think that's so wrong.
Okay, sorry, Caroline or Tracy, you wanted to say something there, sorry.
Yeah, this is a very valid sentence. And I love that girl you're talking to there. She's
Kelly.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Kelly. Fabulous woman. I'd love to meet
you. You don't even know her. But she comes across as a bit mad, but lovable.
I look after dogs, so I know a lot about people who have dogs. And there's two types of people in the world. There's people who have dogs and dog people.
Yeah.
And they're worlds apart.
Yeah.
I can mind four big dogs for a dog person, and there is no problem.
Yeah, I'm just a person who has a dog.
I can mind one chihuahua for one of these neurotic nutcase people who've never had a dog and suddenly have one. And they break your heart.
Yeah, but here's my fear. And I'm disagreeing with Kelly on one point she makes is I believe all dogs are unpredictable, right? And if I have a chihuahua or a Yorkshire Terrier or a Bichon Frise or a powder puff with legs, as you call it, and I have a baby or a little small child that sticks its finger up its ass or pulls its tail or pulls its ear or something like that, okay? They might bite. The child, at worst, will end up with a few stitches. If I have a staff or a German Shepherd or a Rottweiler and that child does something to it, the child is in a grave. Do you understand where I'm going with that?
I do understand where you're going, but the very valid point that Kelly made was she can read her dog, right? Now, you imagine being married to a woman. And you come in from work and you can read her mood.
I was married to one for 25 years, yeah.
Yeah, and you can read her mood as soon as you come through the door in the evening after your day's work.
Yeah.
Listen to me, real dog people can read their
dog. I wouldn't be in the position I'm in now, but go on, yeah. I wouldn't have got divorced if I hadn't been able to read her mood, figure her out.
It's part of life's process.
Yeah.
But real dog people can read their dogs.
Right.
They know when they're going to strike. But people who have dogs can't read anything about a dog because they don't understand them and they don't want to get to know them and they don't get inside their heads.
Right.
Dog people do. And that is the difference between that guy getting a German Shepherd and Kelly getting a German Shepherd.
I know, but we're talking about the average person. And Kelly, you do agree with me that, you know, larger dogs can generally do much more damage.
Do you know, the funny thing is, obviously the larger the dog, the more power it's going to have. That's just common sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's obvious. But I do think that the larger dogs can sometimes be more docile, and people who get larger dogs tend to put more training into them. My dog, Tyson, Tyson, who died through COVID, which absolutely
he did. He did not. He died. When did he die?
He died through COVID.
I'm so sorry, Kelly. When did he die? Last year, was it?
Last year. I was heartbroken.
How old was he?
He was 12.
Well, that was young enough, wasn't it?
For a boxer.
Why do boxers die? See, now you're educating me here. I know they have problems with the respiratory. They have respiratory issues, don't they?
The larger the dog, the shorter the life. So usually you'll find that large dogs on average only live about 10 years, whereas the smaller dogs might live to, let's say, 16.
Yeah, somebody told me that recently, like about Great Danes and things like that. They don't live long.
6 to 8 years. Yeah. Great Danes. I have a very freakishly large dog.
Now
and dog.
He's 14.
Oh, sorry, Tracy, what are you saying?
Sorry, I have the Yorkshire Terrier. I have
the Yorkshire Terrier, them things.
No, I hate. My sister has one of them, and he's a right little prince.
No, it's just the noise they make.
Yeah, he's so annoying. He's an ankle biter. But I have a Jack Russell. His name is Fluffy, but he's not Fluffy. And I have him 14 years.
Right.
And he.
Everybody in Ireland had a Jack Russell about 30 years ago. Yeah, everybody.
Oh
had
my
one.
God, Niall, 14 years.
They were cheap.
I had him at the vet recently, and he said he has the health of a puppy.
Right.
He is so cute, and I'll be gutted, but if anything happens to him.
Well, Tyson, I'm thinking of Tyson here. He's gone.
So,
Tyson was 38 kilos of love and care, and I rescued him from the DSPCA. He was about a year old, and he had so many behaviour problems. It was exhausting. It took me about 4 years to train him to where he kind of eventually kind of settled. But I trusted him with my life when it came to kids. People could poke him, pull him, and he just loved it.
Somebody came up to you in a park while you were walking and said, is it okay if the kids rub the dog? You'd have no problem with that.
Oh, he would love it. But when I adopted him, he had a lot of dog aggression. So I had to be very responsible when it came
to... You had to train it out of him. Actually, hold on, Kelly, because I have to go to break. Stay there with me, Kelly. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Numbers 087-188-0008. I'm asking you, you know, the dogs that are on the dangerous dogs list, you know the dogs I'm talking about, the ones that are classed as dangerous breeds, do you believe they're family pets? Would you get one for your family?
That's not always the case where Labradors are concerned. I had a Yorkshire Terrier and it was savaged by a Labrador. No, it wasn't provoked in any way, just got it in the park, attacked it and savaged it. On the other hand, I have got a German Shepherd now and it's the gentlest dog that you could ever have. It's the way you look after them and the way you keep them determines what way their personalities develop. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's down to the individual dog. And remember, of course, not all dogs are predictable. It doesn't matter if it's a Labrador. And I know her Labrador earlier on, or was it Tracy, was it? Was lovely, but that doesn't mean all Labradors are lovely.
Well, you're off your head. Japanese Akitas would eat you. They're one of the worst dogs you're mad to get. Google it. The little cuddly teddy bear, the thing that chomp your head off of. The things that they use for attacking bears. And that thing's, they're all right, but I'll tell you, when they turn, they turn.
My friends have a Japanese Akita. It's lovely. It jumps up and puts its paws on your shoulders and licks the face off you. Let me go to Amy. Amy, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Amy?
Hi, not too bad. How are you?
Good. Now, you have an 8-month-old and 3 dogs, and one is a German Shepherd mix.
No, I've an 8-month-old baby. I've got a German Shepherd Collie mix, and I've got a Jack Russell as well. So,
right.
Full house.
Okay, a full house. Okay, now, what do you say to people who say, oh, probably not a good idea to have a dog like that when you have a little baby in the house, just in case.
Man, I tell you, I'd rather the German Shepherd Collie mix with the baby than the Jack Russell.
Why?
And I'll tell you why, right? The German Shepherd Collie mix is the softest dog I think I've ever owned. Now, I've had a German Shepherd before, so I know that came from it. They do need a lot of training at the start. They do need a lot of exercise. And they do need to be fed. You can't let them go hungry. You know that kind of way?
Yeah.
But the Jack Russell, I'm telling you now, she is a wagon. She's absolutely, she is lovable. She is great with people.
But she's hyper.
That's why we got the German Shepherd to try and train that out of her. Didn't work. She still needs some.
Yeah.
But with the baby, I'd be more inclined to let him kind of grab at the German Shepherd and stuff than at the Jack Russell. No way. Absolutely no way.
And has either one of them ever kind of growled at the baby?
No, they love the baby to bits. They like.
So what did you do when you came home with the baby? Did you bring the baby over to the dogs?
I introduced them straight away. Yeah, introduced them straight away. It's good for the baby to be on system. It's good for the dogs to get used to them. Even when I was pregnant, it's like the dogs knew straight away, okay, something's going on here. And we have to be gentle around her. You know, they got very protective over me as well.
Right.
And the German Shepherd now, he wouldn't leave me side. He'd sit and listen on my stomach. put his ears on his stomach when the baby was kicking and stuff. It was lovely.
Yeah, that, no, it does. It sounds lovely. And by the way, you know, I mean, they are man's best friend, as they say, or woman's best friend.
Yeah. Now, I know you said earlier about the collie being the most unpredictable to bite.
For biting,
I can tell you now. Yeah. Now, Leo, that's the dog. That's a German Shepherd's name.
Was he named after Leo Varadkar?
No.
Just wondering.
Now, he's the guy. So probably, yeah. So, you know, but
yeah.
Less said about that, the better. But look,
quick, I've only got 20 seconds. Go on, Amy, finish off there. What do you want to say? Quick.
I won't.
All right.
But like that, like, you have to be cautious. Like, you never leave them in a room unattended, like, unsupervised. You know, that's just asking for trouble.
Well, you're right. It is asking for trouble. And I think it's all about the people who own the dogs. And I appreciate you coming on the air, Amy. I appreciate everybody getting involved in the conversation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.